Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's brought to you by WeatherSeal Home Services. Just a dollar down can get you new windows. Steelers losing Cleveland 21-7 last night, but no one's talking about that. Suspensions and fines handed out. Myles Garrett for the rest of this season and maybe beyond. Marquise Pouncey, 3 games. Mason Rudolph fined. Still working to figure out the amount he was fined. Mike Florio has great connections, so I'm excited to talk to him next. Pro football talk, Sunday Night Football. He has a legal background, so he's, I think, the perfect guest for this conversation. Mike, I heard some of your comments this morning on this topic. Now that the suspensions are out, I'm really excited to hear what you have to say. Do you like what the NFL did in handing out discipline for what we watched last night?
I always prefer something specific. I don't like an indefinite suspension, and I don't know why the NFL couldn't just come up with a decision on how long Myles Garrett is going to miss. I don't know that the NFL Players Association is going to push back, but one area where they could, my understanding under the labor deal, you can't have indefinite suspensions for on-field misconduct. So I thought we were going to get 10 games, 12 games, 6 games, 16 games, something specific and finite, and then the process moves forward from there. I don't like it being indefinite, and I don't know what the standards are, and I'm sure Myles Garrett doesn't know what the standards are for him to get reinstated for 2020. So that part of it I don't like. I like the fact that he won't play again this year. The question is, how much time will he miss, should he miss in 2020? You know, the commissioner says all the time that playing in the NFL is a privilege, not a right. If you don't have the ability to control that rage and avoid ripping off someone's helmet and hitting him in the head with it, even if in a situation like this, Garrett got very lucky that he didn't knock out Mason Rudolph or worse, even then you have to ask, do you deserve that privilege of playing in the NFL if you don't have the on-off switch?
What do you think on that? Do you think he has earned the right to continue or privilege to continue to play?
Well, look, I don't want to be overly harsh, and I don't want to be a prisoner of the moment, but consider what else is going on in the NFL right now. You've got a guy, and everybody's got their opinion on Colin Kaepernick, but he broke no rules. He did something that was entirely unpopular. He had plenty of people who didn't like him, but he never did anything to justify any type of suspension or discipline from the league. He was clearly kept out of the league. They settled for somewhere between $1 and $10 million, his collusion grievance. And the mere fact that the league put together this dog and pony show for Atlanta tomorrow, when he's gotten zero sniffs in nearly 3 years that he's been available to be signed by anyone, it just tells you at some level they acknowledge that something went on with him that shouldn't have. So to juxtapose Colin Kaepernick, who lost his career without breaking a single rule, with a guy who took a helmet off of a player and beat him over the head with it, it's a curious set of circumstances and ironic timing, to say the least. And I'm not ready to say Myles Garrett should never play again, but there are plenty of other guys out there who would not remove someone's helmet and hit him over the head with it.
Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, is our guest. Adam Schefter called it assault. James Harrison, of all people, called it assault. Do you think it rises to that level? What did you think it was criminal, Mike?
Well, it absolutely is criminal. Look, plenty of criminal things happen that never get charged or prosecuted. People think that a judge in any community is the person who has the most power in the legal system, and that's false. The person with the most power is the prosecutor. The prosecutor decides who gets charged, what they get charged with, who doesn't get charged, when we're going to look the other way, when we're going to throw the book at someone, and it is a political process because state-level prosecutors aren't appointed, they're elected. And if this had happened in Pittsburgh, he may have been cuffed and stuffed before they even got out of the stadium. He's lucky it happened in Cleveland. And I think that in a case like this, yes, it fits within the confines of the definition of an assault, but because Mason Rudolph wasn't injured by it, you're not going to have a prosecution. If it had knocked him out, if he had gotten a concussion, if it had split his head open, if there had been some injury, then I think there's a greater likelihood that there would be some sort of a prosecution. But I remember when Howard Haynesworth did this to Andre Girard 12, 13 years ago, pulled his helmet off and stomped on his face, and it's, you know, he's bleeding. I mean, it's an assault. Anything that is grossly beyond the boundaries of the sport is an assault. You just don't give up your rights when you walk onto a football field or skate onto a hockey rink. There are limits to what is acceptable, and last night was clearly beyond that.
Mike Florio, our guest here on 93.7 The Fan. Mike, if Mason Rudolph reports concussion symptoms and doesn't feel right from that hit and goes to team doctors and complains and says something's not right, does he have a lawsuit? Does he have a right to legal action? If you were his lawyer or his agent, do you think that that's something we could see down the road?
I'd have to look at the collective bargaining agreement. I've never considered it from the perspective of what rights players have against other players. And it may be that any rights would have to be pursued under the CBA through an arbitration process. But, yeah, if there's an injury there, there is potential civil liability. And, frankly, for an intentional tort, which is what they would call this in law school and in the legal profession, there's already liability. The problem is there's no damages. At a minimum, if he would decide to sue Miles Garrett just to prove a point, he would win. We have the evidence. It's beyond the boundaries of the rules of the sport. He used his helmet as a weapon. There's clear civil liability. There's clear criminal liability. But, again, so many of these cases, criminal and civil, driven by whether and to what extent someone was injured. But if he does develop concussion symptoms or if he just feels like doing it to prove a point, he can do it. I get the impression that he just wants to move on. But in theory, if he wanted to do those things, he could.
Mike, you've been all over this story. What has been your reaction to some of the Mason Rudolph victim blaming? He instigated it. He lit the wick. He's the guy that put the whole thing in motion. What has been your rebuttal to some of those comments that have been put forth in the last few hours?
Well, I think it's ridiculous because there's no justification for taking off a guy's helmet and hitting him over the head with it. Whatever it is that Mason Rudolph said or did, and, you know, you see the video, he's trying to pull off Miles Garrett's helmet, that's wrong. And as you mentioned, he'll be fined for that. But that doesn't make it okay for Miles Garrett to decide to remove Mason Rudolph's helmet and just slam it down on top of his head. So, and I look at it this way. These are mainly Browns fans that are making these arguments. If Cam Hayward had done this to Baker Mayfield, the Browns fans would want a public execution of Cam Hayward.
Do you think Marquise Pouncey deserved 3 games?
Yeah, that one's tougher for me. I was talking about it earlier today, and I haven't had a chance to really process it, write anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because Marquise Pouncey, he was provoked by the sight of Miles Garrett hitting Mason Rudolph in the head with his own helmet. And in that moment, you don't know what happened to Mason Rudolph. You just can't believe that something like this is happening, and you're reacting to it. And like Marquise Pouncey said, he blacked out. So I don't know that a 2-for-1 ratio between Garrett and Pouncey, I don't know that that's justified. I think it should be fewer games for Pouncey. That's just kind of my knee-jerk reaction, because Pouncey has a much better argument that he was reacting to this ridiculous provocation that was unfolding in front of him, and he was trying to protect his teammate. And we've never seen a player in the NFL ever have to react to something like that, where they're standing right there as their quarterback gets hit over the head with his own helmet. So I know Marquise is kind of a rough and tumble guy, but I tend to be far more sympathetic to the notion that he was provoked into doing what he did than this idea that Miles Garrett was.
Read him at ProFootballTalk.com. Follow him at ProFootballTalk. Watch him Sunday Night Football. He's our guest, Mike Florio. Mike, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate you coming on with us on such short notice.
Sure thing. Take care.
You bet.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.